call, got the address, and came right down.
Steve Howard's in good spirits because today he qualified for health insurance for the first time in 37 years. He's one of 47 people who attended a two-day open house run by Monroe County's largest navigator agency. The 48-year-old roofer said when he was younger with less health concerns, he never put much thought into medical coverage.
Now I need all this done, so no, that's why.
He smiles and points to his mouth, showing damage to his front teeth. Howard feels some relief. Now that he's covered, he's sure he can afford the dental work that he'll need.
You know, they ask you for your name, date of birth.
Kim Nguyen is program manager for CCSI's Navigator program. Navigators are state-trained and certified to help New Yorkers get through the complicated online process of applying for health insurance. New York is one of 17 states that created its own alternative to the federal healthcare.gov website. Nguyen walks me through the New York State of Health website.
If you're a returning user or a new user, so we will click here to register as a new user. So you would go in.
People from all walks of life come in with one thing in common. They haven't had coverage for some time. That can mean several years. Often the uninsured people who seek help from Nguyen and her fellow navigators don't have a computer at home or aren't comfortable completing the online application on their own. Almost all her clients come in with lots of questions. Some are confused by the basics of the new insurance mandate.
We're just apprehensive about going onto the marketplace. They really didn't understand it. Some individuals thought that Obamacare was something separate from the Affordable Care Act versus the New York State marketplace. So they really didn't have an idea that this was all really the Affordable Care Act.
National campaigns try to provide some clarity.
Ahora puedes obtener el seguro médico ideal para ti.
No se preocupe.
Especially among the nation's growing demographic of Latinos, who are less likely to be insured than the general population. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services reports 500,000 uninsured Latinos live in New York State. That's the fourth largest population of Latinos without coverage. Judging by nationwide figures, many of them would qualify for some financial assistance.
I'll just try to get out there and give them as much information as I can.
Jenny Torres-Diggs, an IPA navigator out of Jordan Health Center, is one of five at CCSI's open house event. Torres-Diggs handles clients who prefer to communicate in Spanish. Although many own computers, culturally, Latinos show a preference for face-to-face transactions. Torres-Diggs has seen this in her work.
They just say that there's questions on here that kind of, you know, they stumble upon and they really don't know how to answer it. So they just come in and see me and get it taken care of. A lot of them start the process, get frustrated, and then they just end up coming to see me. So
Latinos aren't the only group jumping cultural hurdles for medical care. Other factors like education levels and financial considerations can also restrict people's ability to access health insurance. State Health Department spokesman Bill Schwartz explains.
New York is quite unique. We have the greatest challenge and at the same time the greatest opportunity because of geographic diversity, but also demographically. The difference between, say, Plattsburgh and the Bronx is a pretty significant difference.
Multilingual social media and traditional advertising campaigns are designed to address all New Yorkers. Often partners embedded in specific communities will be able to customize their approach to the needs of individuals. In some cases, these individuals need more education about the process.
This is a completely different style of medicine.
This is Wilma Alvarado Little, the Director of Community Engagement and Outreach at the Center for the Elimination of Minority Health Disparities at UAlbany. She says recent immigrants will continue to need assistance to be able to wade through the complicated concept of health care.
You know, we don't have socialized medicine, and perhaps a lot of our constituents are coming from countries that do have socialized medicine. So now we have to explain managed care. I mean, that's a concept that might not exist in other countries, in other cultures, in other languages.
So let's go to the website. So once you pull up NewYorkStateOfHealth.ny.gov, you can see that the whole website is in English. So you'd have to be able to read English to be able to navigate. But I'll go up top. It says languages. There's a little globe. It says language support, and there's a phone number in Chinese, in French, in Creole, Italian, Korean, Russian, and Spanish, and there's materials to be printed out in all of those languages.
Elsewhere on the state website, clicking a tag for language support reveals a dead link that hasn't been corrected in several weeks. Some feel underwhelmed by the state's efforts to reach out to immigrant and minority communities. The Ibero American Action League is one of many human services organizations that hosts certified enrollers to connect the public to health insurance. I asked President and CEO Hilda Rosario Escher if the state was doing enough to get the word out among upstate Latinos.
Absolutely not. One thing is that, again, I talk about the invisibility of Latinos, and this state is no different. Basically, I don't think that there is enough outreach out there to get Latinos connected to health insurance.
Rosario Escher says other immigrant communities may be in the same boat, but not everyone agrees. Christy Hughes is VP of Development and Administration at Empire Justice, a public interest law firm. Hughes oversees the state grant-funded ambassadors program.
They're acting as that bridge from the immigrant communities to the navigators to get them enrolled.
About half of the ambassadors in the state work with immigrant communities. Hughes says they report some clients entitled to coverage worry divulging personal information could have implications for other family members.
People who might have undocumented family members are terrified to go to a navigator because they think they're going to be turned into INS. So our ambassadors are making them feel comfortable, saying, no, 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 you can still get coverage for your family, and here's how.
Danielle Hollihan, deputy director of the New York Health Benefits Exchange, says the state continues to ramp up the last-minute efforts to get everyone enrolled before the March 31st deadline.
I also think people need to hear messages many times. We feel like we're a broken record, but, you know, we'll keep saying it. And, you know, we and others will keep getting the message out there, and hopefully that whole combination does the trick.